Governor Tony Evers signed the legislation last week. The bill's author, Republican Representative Ron Tussler, on the assembly floor prior to passage in February.
It's a definition. This bill does not create a new crime. It doesn't create a hate enhancer. It just defines what is and what is not anti-Semitism.
Hanno Rosenthal, immediate past president and CEO of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, testified against the bill during an hours-long public hearing last year.
Not a single jurisdiction that has adopted the IRA definition has seen any decline in anti-Semitic incidences.
Wisconsin will use the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism. Proponents say that provides clear guidance amid rising levels of anti-Semitism. Critics say it will suppress pro-Palestinian speech and open the state to First Amendment lawsuits. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.